This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Montgomery County Beef Show was held yesterday morning and will start off today with results from the beef show. For the heifers, the Angus breed champion went to Austin Betzold of Nokomis, Shorthorn, Cy Kershaw of Murrayville, Simmental, Paisley Schick of Clinton, Limousine, Dominic Rupert of Witt. All other breeds champion went to Conley Schick of Clinton. The overall heifers grand champion went to Dominic Rupert of Witt, and the reserve grand champion, Paisley Schick of Clinton. So congratulations to all of those exhibitors. And after the show, I did have a chance to catch up with Dominic to see what he had to say after being named the grand champion. Dominic, it's been a minute since we've talked. Last chatted with you when you were in FFA at Nokomis. You've since graduated. So congrats, and how does it feel to be the grand champion today?
It feels really good. Family puts a lot of time and effort and money into all this, and it's nice whenever it pays off for once.
A lot of work and practice that goes into coming to these shows, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So talk to us about what you have to do to prepare. I know you travel all over the place and show at all kinds of county fairs and different shows. So what's all involved?
We actually purchased this heifer. We raised several of our own, but we bought this one from Pinniger Limousine in Springfield, Missouri. And a heifer that's really just kept coming on for us. Lots of work with breaking them to make sure there's plenty of calm for being at the fair. And keeping them clean, keeping them washed and everything like that to try growing hair. Just helps them have that extra show ring look. Just put them on the right diet. That way they don't get over conditioned and stay looking fresh.
I was going to talk to you about their diet, special feed that you were giving her, or just really trying to manage it and make sure that she's well-rounded and balanced out.
Yeah, all of our show heifers are on a ration that we've developed ourselves along with a couple of other show additives, but it's not anything too scientific, but it's certainly a little bit different than a little bit of corn and protein.
And you developed those yourself, so do you ever talk with nutritionists or anything, or did you just kind of learn from raising cattle on your own?
Yeah, we come from a really strong cattle background. My dad has a degree in animal science. My grandmother's a nurse, but she also doubles as a vet. Along with my uncles, worked for a lot of great cattle people across the country. Along with my step-grandpa being an ag advisor, of course, has a lot of knowledge in that. So basically just a big brainstorm from things we've picked up along the way.
Well, sounds like you've got all the people you need to do that. So, Dominic, how many years have you been showing cows?
I think this tops off my 10th year.
Awesome. Well, a great way to round out that 10th year. So now kind of an update on school and your life outside of high school. Now you've moved on to college. So tell us where you're attending school and how things are going.
I just finished up my freshman year at Lincoln Land. I'm on the livestock judging team up there, which is a lot of fun. We got a great coach and a great team up there. And still doing some stuff with FFA. I applied for my American degree, and I got word that I was going to receive that, got recognized at state convention, so all that good stuff, just keep coming along with me.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Dominic. As far as the livestock judging team at college, at Lincoln Land is pretty well known for that, so have you guys had a lot of success this past year?
We really got our feet under us this spring, heading in the right direction. I think we'll be pretty competitive this fall.
And again, that was your 2017 Montgomery County Fair Heifer Show Grand Champion, Dominic Rupert. The Steer Show took place after that show, and the results were as follows. All other breeds lightweight steer champion went to Will Glick of Tower Hill. All other breeds medium weight, Cody Nodal of Fillmore. All other breeds heavyweight, Ethan Nodal of Fillmore. And the breed champion and overall grand champion of the steer show went to Ty Nodal of Fillmore. And after that show, I also had a chance to visit with Ty to see how he felt after earning his new title. Ty, congratulations. How does it feel to be the grand champion today?
Well, thank you. It's a good feeling. I like showing cattle, and it was kind of fun to get grand today.
Well, congratulations. That's really exciting. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your cattle. Maybe where do you live? How long have you been showing? And then what breed did you show today?
I showed a crossbred steer today and some Simmental heifers. I live in Fillmore, Illinois, and I've been showing cattle for about 5 years. And I really like it. It's fun to meet with other people and play wiffle ball at the fairs and have fun with each other.
So do you have a lot of more shows to go to this summer that you're planning on going to?
Yeah, we got about 4 more to go, including State Fair, which is our big one. We're getting ready for that, trying to get them primed for State Fair.
And this is something that your family has done for many years. I think your brother shows with you, too, so it kind of runs in your blood.
Yeah, it's fun. We like doing it, and we're really competitive, and sometimes we like to try to beat each other, and it's fun. We love doing it.
Awesome. Well, nothing wrong with a little friendly competition between brothers. So, Ty, tell me a little bit more about your cows, the work that you have to do at home, and the work that you put into getting ready to take them to shows.
Well, we usually rinse or wash them twice a day, and then brush them, blow them dry, try to keep the hair there, and get a good coat of hair so they look pretty. And then shows, get them up, get them ready, blow them off, spray them with basically hairspray to keep them looking pretty, and then come out here and stick them and try to get them where we want, and so the judge thinks they're good.
So how old were you when you started doing all of this and started working with the cows and showing?
I was probably 8 years old whenever I started helping, but my first year, I was probably about 10.
And plan to do this for many years to come as you go throughout school?
Yes, yeah. Hopefully I can get my kids into it too later on.
Your 2017 Montgomery County Steer Show Grand Champion, Ty Nodal. Well, a friendly reminder this morning that the Macoupin County Master Gardeners will host a garden tour tomorrow, June 24th. The self-guided tour opens at 10 a.m. and will end at 3 in the afternoon. Private residential gardens in the Carlinville area will be featured on the tour. The gardens can be toured at the leisure of the ticket holder in any order that you like. And tickets are just $10 per person, and you can purchase those in advance at the Macoupin County Extension Office. Or if you'd like to purchase them on the day of, they're available at the Macoupin County Courthouse in Carlinville. The tour benefits the U of I Master Gardener activities and the other programs that are offered to the public. And if you'd like more information, you can call 217-854-9604. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.